return is approaching fast. It's not enough for us to sit and wait, yeah. As our awesome partners, we must demonstrate.
As the children who seek to
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
You see, I've come too far. I came through trials and tribulation, but I made it.
Up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every night and then I have to tell him, Lord, it's all right, clap your hands. I am
dependent on you.
Is there anybody listening to me? Yeah, but tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord,
I'm dependent on you.
Let me say one more time that I'm going to be all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care. I never will forget it. My mother told me,
said, Joan,
Jesus would always be there. Oh, my. Now I'm a grown man. Living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, I'm depending.
morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
How to perform that which is good, I find not. In other words, I'm going to try to use willpower to stop drinking. Uh-huh. I'm going to try to use willpower to stop doping.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to use willpower,
uh-huh,
praise God, to stop ripping and running around.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. There is nothing like, praise God, Holy Ghost power. Because Paul found out, praise God, it's all in the Bible. Because if you go from Romans chapter 7, verse 18, just keep on reading. And then you get down to Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Look what Paul had to wind up saying when he tried to depend upon willpower. Praise God, he come to the conclusion. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, praise God, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, praise God. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but praise God, but with the flesh, I served, praise God, the law of sin. In other words, he found out, praise God, and he kept on writing until he got over to the eighth verse, eighth chapter. And he started that eighth chapter out. He said that willpower couldn't do it. I have to rely upon Holy Ghost power. And that's when he jumps to that eighth chapter and he says, there is therefore no more condemnation to them, praise God, that walk after the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
What am I trying to tell us today? We got to give God our bodies. We got to give God our minds. We certainly got to turn this will over to him. And it is only when we yield the will to God that his power can take over and give us the willpower, praise God, and the want power, praise God, that we need to be victorious. Amen. Once we yield it over to him, praise God, when we surrender our will to God through what I call discipline prayer. Amen. I'm talking about as we spend time in prayer. Praise God. We surrender our will to God. And we pray and have an opportunity to talk with the Lord. Praise God. And let him know not my will, but thine will be done. In my life. You see, we pray about everything, amen, and we let God have his way in everything that we do. We as born-again believers have to turn everything that we do over to God. Amen. Don't you plan a day, amen, without including him in your plan. Don't you lay out, let me put it like this, don't you lay out your work plan, praise God, without involving him in your work plan. Don't you lay out your day plan without involving him, praise God, in your day. Amen. If you got a big day plan at the office, I don't care what kind of meeting this might be, praise God, it's always good to have him in the plan. Praise God, it's always good to have him in the plan. You see, I tried to spend time in his word, and I let him transform my mind, and I let him prepare my thinking.